Throughout Australian music history, non-Indigenous composers have referenced culture, history and stories of Australia's First Peoples. But has that taken up space that could have been occupied by Indigenous composers? And if so, what does Indigenous classical music composition sound like? Christopher Sainsbury is an Australian Indigenous composer and performer. Here's some of his work, the beginning of a piece called The Arrival. The Arrival, composed by Chris Sainsbury. He's launched a program called Nara Buria. It's a two-year initiative helping to platform emerging Indigenous composers. And Chris joins me now. Chris, welcome.
Hi, thanks.
What does Nara Buria mean?
In the Darug Eora language of Sydney, it means to listen and to sing.
You've established this program specifically for Indigenous composers in an effort to platform those composers within the Australian classical musical industry. Mm-hmm. Has Indigenous composition been overlooked historically?
I don't know. We've certainly lacked visibility, so I suppose there has been some overlook there. Part of that is Indigenous people are often obliged within community to, you know, work or teach or what have you, create artworks in that sector. Yet there are Indigenous composers, myself, Deborah Cheatham, William Barton, of course, Troy Russell in Sydney, Brenda Gifford from the south coast of New South Wales, and many others, but many more are just starting to emerge. And so it's an exciting time to sort of claim the space and say, you know, we've got something to contribute. In the past, I think often, you know, for instance, Peter Sculthorpe was celebrated with Gilla Lee and various other pieces where he's referencing Indigenous music, and we're just saying, well, you know, go to the source. I think it's good that Australian composers look to Indigenous culture, and it sort of affords a certain esteem to Indigenous culture in actual fact. But we're saying, okay, time to implement, you know, appropriate protocols, permissions, all that kind of stuff. People are still referencing an Indigenous word willy-nilly, or a theme or a story or a narrative in some of their works, and we're just saying, well, all that needs a bit of discussion and dialogue.
So it's about, I suppose, educating non-Indigenous composers too to think about the way that they're using these sorts of references, right?
Yeah, exactly. And it's not just composers. It's programmers and ensembles. For instance, the work I mentioned by Sculthorpe was recently performed in Canberra, so the programmers are putting it on, the orchestra is touring it, and I did notice that yet again in the program notes there was no reference to it. There was certainly reference that he's drawing on Indigenous music in the piece, but no reference who or where from, what state, what language area, whether there's any royalties of that going back to those peoples. So if it is, then it just needs to be stated so, you know. So these are the kind of things we're talking about.
What does Indigenous composition sound like? Are there unifying features?
I don't know that we're really articulating a specific sound, you know, Indigenous Australian composers, but there's certainly a certain narrative in there, and I think that's more the preoccupation is less the sound and more the narrative. So I see in some of the composers in the program, they're exploring language reclamation, which is very current in the southeastern states at the moment and likely elsewhere. So people are relearning language. There's programs in relearning language, and some of our composers are incorporating language into their vocal and or instrumental pieces as well. So I'm thinking of Ryan Clapham, and he's a Murrawarri fella from the Brewarrina area in northwestern New South Wales, and he uses four of his words in one particular piece, and the contours and the rhythms of the words shape the contours and the rhythms of the music. And it's really exciting and artful to disclose language reclamation in an instrumental piece, which he composed for Ensemble Offspring. So I think those are more being articulated than an actual sound.
So it's about stories more than anything, the stories that you're telling.
Compositions
like yourself, Deborah Cheatham of the Short Black Opera Company are at the forefront of this emergence or re-emergence of Indigenous composition. Are you noticing a growing interest in Indigenous music and composition?
You know, Ensemble Offspring is a partner ensemble. And they're sort of, I think, signalling to other ensembles around the country to throw core funding at these kind of things, at you know, commissioning Indigenous composers, working with Indigenous musicians, because they're not necessarily applying for specifically Indigenous funding. They're just saying, okay, we pull our boots up and we put some of our core funding to this. And I think that's a fantastic model and signal to other music and arts organisations. And Roland Peelman's Canberra International Music Festival, similarly commissioning Indigenous composers every year for the last 3 years, and then and no doubt ongoing. And then I think there's definitely other groups I'm having discussions with at the moment. I won't name the groups, but they're saying, hey, we want to be involved and support the program. And so there's the interest there from the new music sector. It's really beyond what we'd hoped for.
Beyond what you hoped for, but exactly probably what the industry needs. Christopher, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you. Okay.
Christopher Sainsbury is an Australian Indigenous composer and performer. He's written a platform paper for Currency House called Naraburia, New Music and the Search for an Australian Sound, that launches on Wednesday.